Distinguished Vice Chairperson, I'm obliged to exercise this right of reply to the fabricated and groundless statement made by a representative of Armenia. Last year, victory of Azerbaijan over the aggressor have put an end to the conflict, and Azerbaijan enforced the implementation of relevant UN Security Council resolutions, restored the territorial integrity, ensured that more than 650,000 IDPs can exercise the right to return in safety, dignity to their places of origin. Azerbaijan gave its consent to the UNHCR mission to Azerbaijan to be carried out within the framework of the trilateral statement of 10 November 2020, and Azerbaijan agreed with the UNHCR objectives and other procedural and organizational modalities of the mission in accordance with the principle of respect for territorial integrity and sovereignty of states. Unfortunately, Armenia obstructs the implementation of this mission. In parallel with objection of the UNHCR mission, Armenia has been hypocritically trying to put the responsibility on Azerbaijan for months. We call upon the international community to confront the ideas of revanchism and hatred against Azerbaijan, which are spread in international fora by Armenia. Azerbaijan believes that there is no alternative to advancing the values of peace, tolerance, and diversity in our region. 30 years of occupation, large-scale destruction and looting of the territories of Azerbaijan have left a devastating damage. Territories are heavily mined and devastated and not suited for returns. In post-conflict situation, minefields and housing problems in the liberated territories is a major obstacle to the return of displaced persons. Azerbaijan is inviting the United Nations, its specialist agencies and international partners to help us with demining, rehabilitation, reconstruction and reintegration activities in the liberated territories. Lastly, we believe that our region has suffered a lot from conflicts and it deserves a better future, free from conflicts and dividing lines. Establishing full-fledged regional format of cooperation will further promote peace, diversity, and justice in the entire region. For that, we need to start working on border delimitation and demarcation, and on preparing the peace treaty on the basis of mutual recognition of territorial integrity, sovereignty, and internationally recognized borders. Thank you.